Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is entitled Inheritance, and it is based off of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Let us dive into the Word today. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised, and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify him. Amen. What a fitting Sunday for us to be talking about inheritance. Fitting indeed that we should talk about such things on a day where we, at least in our church, traditionally celebrate Holy Communion, the first Sunday of the month. After all, it is during the celebration of Holy Communion, of the sacramental Eucharist, that we celebrate the inheritance of salvation each of us has received by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is this day that we celebrate God's work of grace in the world. And what's more, furthermore than just being a day of where we celebrate communion, this particular Sunday is Epiphany Sunday, the day when God's revelation of Jesus Christ, God's revelation of God's salvation plan through Jesus Christ was revealed to be not just for the Jews, not just for one specific group of people, but for all people, for all the nations, fulfilling the promise that God gave to Abraham all of those years ago. And that promise, of course, was fulfilled through Jesus Christ. It is this day that we celebrate God's work of grace in the world, that God has been seeking to redeem the world, and that God, in God's infinite wisdom, chose a specific time, a specific place, and a specific person through which to bring about such redemption. We see this in a lot of different books in the Bible, but we also see this in books that aren't included in our Bible, including Sirach, where God chose Israel during Roman occupation to inhabit the form of a person and dwell among us. And that we can see in Sirach chapter 24, verses 1 through 12, which I will include in our message notes. But you can see this in a lot of different scriptural works, including Sirach chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. But what does this all mean? And what exactly have we inherited? The first question can be answered by stating that it means that we who believe have been saved. Let me say that again. The first question can be answered by stating that it means that we who believe have been saved. But that alone is not enough of an answer. As Christians, we know that we have been saved from our sins, but do we really know what our sins are? Now, the word sin, just to remind you, quite literally means to miss the mark. It is an archery term in Greek. It means that though we know what God wants from us, we fail to live up to that. And no matter how hard we try to abide by what God commands us to do, time and time again, we fall short. We simply miss the mark. We sin. Let us look at the United Methodist Church's communion liturgy. Communion liturgy is comprised of a number of different elements. One of the elements is the invitation, where people are invited into the act of receiving the grace of God through the Eucharist. The next part beyond the invitation is the confession. And then what follows that is the words of institution where the reenactment takes place and the elements are blessed and so on and so forth. But in this confession, and what's really sad is in churches, oftentimes people drop the confession. It just makes them feel too uncomfortable. And I guess pastors say, yeah, you know, we don't need that. That's archaic. But unfortunately, when you drop the confession, you drop a huge part of the Eucharist, because that confession is where we collectively together acknowledge our sins. And if we don't acknowledge our sins, we really have no place at the table of God, at the table of grace. Grace is given to us despite our sins through Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself and took our sins upon himself, so that we might have life and life eternal. So to cut out the sin part of it is really to render the Eucharist unnecessary. But let us look at the United Methodist Church's communion liturgy. The prayer of confession and pardon reads, "Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." My friends, that part is essential. It's essential to taking part in God's grace through the Eucharist. But in other words, through Holy Communion with Jesus Christ, we have been freed from such selfish disobedience. Through the act of confessing our sins, our slate is wiped clean, and we have been forgiven and freed from such selfish disobedience. We have been freed from such sin. We have been justified in the sight of God, despite not fully living as we were created to live. But, you might ask, what have we inherited? We, my friends, have inherited the Holy Spirit. We have inherited adoption into God's family, into Christ's body. We have, quite literally, become heirs to the kingdom of God. How awesome is that? Despite being sinners, Christ died for us on the cross, and through his sacrifice and through our belief in Christ and our proclamation of Christ as Lord, we are freed from our sin and brought into God's family and given this great inheritance, becoming heirs to the kingdom of God. That's exciting. That's awesome. And I hope you're feeling the excitement of that. That's good news. But the question, as always, is, do we live like we have such a rich inheritance? Do we recognize the inheritance we have? Do we see the value of what we now possess as a result of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? So often I lead church. So often I'm in the church, leading service, leading worship. And by church, I mean church building. Every time, you know, I'm there every Sunday, week in, week out. And sometimes I can't help but feel like we're there because we're obligated to be. I know that's not why I'm there, but I can't help but feel like many people are there because it's what they ought to do. They're obligated to do it. And if that is the case, if that's why people go to church because they feel obligated to do it, then my question is, do you really recognize the inheritance you have? Do you really see the value of what you now possess as a result of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? The answer, my friends, is no. If worship, if being a part of the church is an obligation, a mere duty, then I would say no, you don't understand. You don't recognize. You don't see. So the challenge for us always is to embrace the inheritance we have been given and grow in the wisdom of God and grow in the passion of Jesus Christ. Let us be sanctified by the Holy Spirit and be transformed by the Word of God, which is the risen and living Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. The redeemed are the ambassadors of the kingdom they inherited. And we, as ambassadors, have much work to do. My friends, ambassadors represent the one who sends them into other lands. So if we are citizens of heaven and we are sent here on this earth to be ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, then we have much work to do to represent our King. Amen? The challenge is for us to embrace the inheritance we've been given and to grow in the wisdom of God and to be sanctified continually by the Holy Spirit and to be open to sanctification and be transformed by the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, who is risen and is alive and will come again. My friends, you are heirs to the kingdom of heaven, and you are on this earth as ambassadors to that kingdom. Represent Christ. Represent Christ in all that you do. Amen. Gracious God, we are so grateful for the inheritance that we've received, one that we don't deserve, one that we haven't earned or could never earn, but one that we've been given freely by you because of whose we are in you. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that you love us in such a way that you would include us even when we never sought to be included, that you would forgive us even when we weren't looking for forgiveness, and that you would make us heirs to your kingdom even when your kingdom has been far from us because we have been focused on other things. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we accept the inheritance you've given us, and we will work hard to represent you, and we ask that you sanctify us continually with your Holy Spirit, that through your Holy Spirit we may grow evermore toward you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so I would like to thank you for joining me and tuning into this podcast entitled Inheritance. We also inherited some awesome organ music. If you heard that in the background, we have a concert here at our church this Sunday or this Saturday, I think. I won't be here. I'm going to be leading a retreat of youth and young adults. So pray for me when I do that. But this weekend we will be having a concert, so the organist is praying here. And so you know, I actually record these a little bit in advance, so today is actually Thursday as I'm recording it, but you'll be hearing it on Sunday, which is the day that that retreat ends. So just send up a prayer for me. I'm sure by then the youth and the young adults will have entered into a deeper and more committed relationship with Jesus Christ, which is the hope. With that said, I just thank you, my friends, for tuning in. And remember that you are blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.